have this place? Well, it was, when they be in the hen house, though, the chicken house, or whatever you call it, they have roosters, though, in that. So it wouldn't be called a rooster, because they have these poles in there. Mm-hmm. A little thing run all the way across that they sit on at night when it come night, you know? And that's what they roost on, so that would be a roost. And I don't know what that would be called.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, now here's something that I know, so I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you have, now it's just Thanksgiving and the kids are, maybe it's a chicken, and they ask for a favorite piece of bone that's kind of shaped like this, and they're going to, each, there are two children, and they might pull on each one, and you call that thing that they're pulling on?
A wishbone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for one that's the small one and the big one? Separate names for them?
No.
Like that, you know, that child got the...
She got, no, that's all I know. I mean, just, they always would say something like, if the one got the biggest piece, they all would say, well, her wish would come true or mm-hmm. true or something like that. Now that's about all I know about the wishbone.
But you wouldn't know what they call
that
bigger piece?
No.
Okay. What would you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? You know, the liver, heart, and gizzard? Chicken?
Chicken parts, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You have any idea?
No.
Okay, now in the inside part of a pig or calf that you eat?
Well, you on the inside of a calf, you say?
Yeah.
Well, you eat the liver, that's the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they have beef tripe, that's the inside, that's a calf. What other thing that you named that you did say? Oh, they eat the chitlins.
Okay. All right. So the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in, is that?
Yeah. It's a part of the intestines. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They just the larger ones are the chitlins, and they sometimes use some of the smaller ones to stuff the sausage in. They call them, I guess, casings or something like that.
Right. If it's time to feed the stock and do chores, you'd say it is?
If it's feeding time or something like that,
okay.
That's
what they want. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ideas of what people might call that time?
Well, some say it's time to do the chores or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. What are the calls that you've heard for cows?
Like names or?
No, like you want the cows to come on in. You're calling them.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You remember your father calling them in?
No, I can remember the call for pigs, but I can't for a cow. Because I can't remember if I've heard one.
Okay, well, can you say the calls to pigs then?
Well, they say something like, whoopee, 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 or something like that. That's how they call pigs. And they really know that sound.
Yeah.
And they can get attached to, like, the same person feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time and you call them, they just call. Now, some people can call the cows, but I never heard, you know, had never been too much around people calling the cows, but like, say, when somebody, you know, owns a lot of cows or something, maybe they go out and, I tell you something else, I've heard, you know, I've seen how people get, I knew one man that have a lot of cows, he could go